The Geats House and Stove Shop. Having relocated to Canada to escape oppression in Eastern Europe, the Mennonite people have formed a significant presence in Western Canadian agricultural and settlement history. The Peter and Susanna Geats family, with their 14 children, emigrated from Poland in 1927 and settled at a homestead east of Pincher Creek, where this simple, rustic, one-room frame dwelling was constructed. The family was thrifty in spite of such a Spartan beginning, and excelled at farming, lumber, and many of the family members and descendants have gone out into the world as educated professionals in the fields of engineering, law, and the clergy. And that brings us to one of the most prominent of the Geats family members, Beverly McLaughlin. Born Beverly Geats as the daughter of Ernest Geats and Eleonora Cruchel, likely spent much of her youth in this house, visiting her grandparents Peter and Susanna. But that modest country upbringing did her a world of good. In 1967, Beverly married Rory McLaughlin, who convinced her to pursue a career in law. Beverly attended the University of Alberta and gained degrees in philosophy and law, and that enabled her to work in several legal firms across Alberta and British Columbia. After a period as a law professor at the University of British Columbia, Beverly became a judge and rose through the courts to become the Chief Justice of British Columbia in 1988. Just 1 year later, in 1989, Prime Minister Brian Mulroney appointed Beverly McLaughlin to the Supreme Court of Canada. In 2000, she became the 17th Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada, the first woman in that office, and the first woman to hold such an office in the British Commonwealth. Though she has now retired, she has become the longest-serving Chief Justice in the court's history. The Honourable Beverly McLaughlin has attained one of the highest achievements in Canada as an important constitutional member in Canada's governance framework. The town of Pincher Creek has acknowledged her achievement with the naming of Beverly McLaughlin Drive. As for the Geats House, its modest appearance has made it an excellent place to exhibit the many stoves, lanterns, and foot warmers that Kootenay Brown Pioneer Village has acquired over the past nearly 70 years. Stoves from the early 1900s were versatile. Often, they could burn wood or coal, depending on which fuel was available locally. Both resources were accessed in the Pincher Creek area. The common denominator was the work used to obtain burning fuel. Some of the units served as heating devices only, while cook stoves doubled in both capacities. Large wood-burning stoves were commonly placed centrally, first to provide even air ventilation for lighting, and secondly, in order that the radiant heat would fill the bulk of the interior, warming the objects in the room first, then warming the air from within. Adjustable door vents for controlling air draw to the fire were also utilized. Manufacturers such as McClary, Franklin, and Gurney Tilden were some of the more common brand names of stoves, along with many other names and styles. The stove industry of the 19th and early 20th centuries was vibrant, with many manufacturers in both Canada and the United States supplying iron stoves to a competitive market. Now to return to the Geats House, Peter Geats' son Alfred and his wife Catherine Tina Geats came to own the original Geats Farm property, where they operated a bed and breakfasts in the tourism industry in later years. The house was donated and moved to Kootenay Brown Pioneer Village in 2011, and the dwelling has since been designated as an exhibit area for this ample collection of heating and lighting devices that were used in the times before rural electrification and natural gas utilities became available to rural people in southwestern Alberta. Now, one of the unique items that you will find in the Geats House are foot warmers. They were fueled by coal and were basically a portable heater, providing winter warmth in sleighs for the lower extremities. The radiance was slight, but with the heat held in by heavy blankets or fur robes, These tiny little heaters kept away the frostbite and likely saved a lot of lives, as well as legs and toes. Barn and household lanterns provided after-dark light in most frontier houses and outbuildings, fueled by kerosene, which is also known as coal oil. Ornate lanterns and hanging hurricane-style lanterns hung from the roof and were utilized for stationary in-house lighting, with tin or copper reflectors directing the light to where it was needed. Other lanterns were portable, with a swinging handle, for utilizing for work in barns or for reading. Many a letter and homework assignments were performed by the glow of the coal oil lanterns, and many a cow was milked by lamplight. Kerosene was also a common heating fuel, utilized for temporary space heating. The drawback to kerosene heaters was the dangers of its own noxious exhaust.